KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Some of those could be potentially severe with the large hail, damaging winds, and heavy rain, the primary threats. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Western Iowa news, a woman from Oakland was killed and two Council Bluffs residents, including an on-duty police officer, were injured during a crash late Monday night near the Horseshoe Casino in Council Bluffs. The Iowa State Patrol says 88-year-old Catherine Schmidt of Oakland died at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs from injuries she suffered in the crash. Schmidt was a passenger in a 2001 Ford Taurus driven by 60-year-old Jeanette Lennenberger of Council Bluffs. Lennenberger and the driver of the other vehicle, 34-year-old Josh Horner, a police officer from Council Bluffs, were injured during the crash and also taken to Mercy Hospital. Horner was part of a traffic detail for a fireworks show taking place at the casino. Officials say Lennenberger and Schmidt were headed west on 23rd Avenue at around 9:15 p.m. Monday when the car they were in turned south into the Horseshoe Casino parking lot. Officer Horner was traveling east on 23rd Avenue in his 2008 Crown Victoria police cruiser and tried to avoid colliding with the Taurus, but was unable to do so. His cruiser hit Lennenberger's car on the right front side. The accident remains under investigation by the State Patrol and Council Bluffs Police Department Traffic Unit. News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Police in Red Oak report an 86-year-old woman was injured when the car she was driving was hit broadside by another vehicle Monday evening. The vehicle driven by Marilyn Jean Mullins of Red Oak was hit as it was crossing Highway 34. Officials say Mullins was traveling north on Eastern Avenue when the crash happened at around 6:30 p.m. Her vehicle was struck by a vehicle driven by 42-year-old Jeffrey James Blount of West Des Moines. The extent of Mullins' injuries are not known. Officials say Blount was not injured in the crash, and that accident remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol says a Wisconsin man was injured when the motorcycle he was riding crashed at around 5:45 p.m. Monday near the Interstate 80 I-680 split in Pottawatomie County. Officials report 52-year-old Michael S. Rismeyer of Deloitte, Wisconsin, was flown by helicopter from the scene to the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Patrol says Rismeyer was traveling west on I-80 and entering a curve when, for reasons unknown, the 2000 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was driving went off the road to the right. When Rismeyer applied the brakes, the cycle rolled and tossed him from the cycle. The man ended up in a ditch near the shoulder of the road while his cycle came to rest in the ditch. Authorities in Montgomery County said yesterday three people were injured during a single vehicle accident early Monday morning, 6 miles southwest of Red Oak. 40-year-old Martha Angeline Oltmans of Villisca was traveling north on Forest Avenue at around 3:55 a.m. when she failed to negotiate a turn at Fernwood Avenue. A 2003 Ford Taurus she was driving went straight off the road and into a ditch before hitting a driveway culvert at 2796 Fernwood Road. The car flew over the driveway before coming to rest in a flower garden belonging to Raymond Cooper II of rural Red Oak. That accident caused the vehicle's airbags to deploy. Oltmans and two passengers in the car, 40-year-old Jennifer Fitzwater of Princeton, Missouri, and 41-year-old Scott Gibbons of Villisca, complained of injuries. The trio was taken to the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak by Red Oak Rescue. A third passenger in the car, 43-year-old Jay Leninger of Villisca, was not hurt. Damage to the car registered to Bruce Fitzwater of Villisca was estimated at $6,500, while Cooper's property sustained about $1,000 damage. Martha Oltman was cited for driving while suspended, failure to maintain control, and for failure to have insurance. An additional charge of operating while intoxicated was pending completion of the accident investigation. Authorities in Red Oak say a 35-year-old man was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond after he was taken into custody Monday night on an OWI charge. Red Oak police report Arturo Lemos Ramos of Red Oak was arrested at around 8 p.m. on charges of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, third offense, and driving without a license. Police in Council Bluffs say a 3-year-old girl was hospitalized after she fell out of a window while watching fireworks. Investigators say Aaliyah Polisic fell about 9 feet out of a window on Sunday night. Police say she was apparently watching fireworks on the street from a porch window. The girl was standing on the sofa with her hands on the screen when it gave way. Police said they believe the fall was an accident, but they still had some interviews to do, and the girl was listed in stable condition. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a cumulative report on arrests and accidents which occurred over the past week or so. Officials say on June the 25th, 25-year-old Justin Michael Evans of Sydney was arrested on charges of burglary in the third degree, operating without an owner's consent, and theft in the fifth degree, after an incident was reported by Evelyn Thompson of Sydney the previous day. And 38-year-old David Dwayne Thompson of Bateau, Oregon, was arrested June 23rd for being a felon in possession of a firearm, operating a non-registered vehicle, and for having an improper tail lamp on the vehicle. The Sheriff's Department said also on June the 28th, no injuries were reported following an accident just south of Farragut. Roger Stooker of Farragut was in a pickup which was parked on the side of 240th Street. As Stooker pulled away, his vehicle was hit on the driver's side by a 1999 Saturn letter carrier's vehicle, driven by James McQueen of Farragut. And earlier in the month, on June the 19th, an accident was reported to have occurred in the 3600 block of 150th Street in Fremont County. Nathan Whitehead of Sydney was driving a 2008 GMC truck when the vehicle left the road and began to roll over before hitting a light pole. There were no injuries reported. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcement, 77-year-old Eldon William McCall of Harlan died Thursday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Eldon McCall will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 76-year-old Francis Henry Heasey of Erling died Saturday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Francis Heasey will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 81-year-old Mary Beth Routerkus of Harlan died Saturday at the Creighton University Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Routerkus will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 70-year-old Keith Cabbage of Bridgewater died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Keith Cabbage will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 73-year-old Ross Martison of Elkhorn died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Ross Martison will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died May the 30th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And 91-year-old Mildred Millie Peterson, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. Funeral services for Millie Peterson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.